Thus you will traverse the 11 groves of Sri Krishna, where the peacock's melodies are echoing, and you shall reach the 12th forest, known as Madhavan, which is densely shaded by mango trees. There stands gloriously the capital of the Yadu dynasty, whose fame purifies the earth. In that city, you shall find innumerable grand mansions as tall and glorious as Mount Kailash, adorned pleasingly with colorful stone pillars. The gardens there are resplendent with flowering trees, and you will derive great delight when you see this pleasing abode of the Yadus, beautifying the banks of the Yamuna. At some place in that city of Mathura, you will see the bull on whom Lord Shiva mounts, Nandishwar, grazing on tender grasses. Elsewhere, Lord Brahma's swan carrier is eating the stems of lotus flowers. Somewhere you will find the peacock mount of Kartikeya, grappling venomous serpents. And in another place you will be able to see the elephant carrier of Lord Indra, Airavata, happily munching the leaves of the Salaki tree. When Krishna first entered Mathura, the ladies of the town were heard to speak in the following way. "O dear one, can't you feel that your apparel has become loosened? Aren't you aware that the jewels from your necklace are sliding off one by one and falling on the road? The recitation of Govinda's glorious acts has inebriated you, so much that even the town harlots will mock at your hard-earned reputation of chastity." Another Mathura beauty said, "O foolish one, there is no more need of dressing up now. Stop. I know that my left foot has not been painted with vermilion. Even so, I must go right away. I can hear the loud hubbub of crowds of women in the street as they come to look at Vrindavan's personified Cupid." Looking at Krishna, one maiden said, "When the destroyer of Kamsa, adorned with lustrous asok flowers, rides his chariot, the avenues of the town are flooded with ecstasy by his glances." Hearing this, her girlfriend said, "Oh, dearest one, why are you pushing us aside to occupy the entire window, alone gazing with fixed eyes? Won't you allow us to have a glance at what you see?" "Dear friend, what are your eager eyes searching for? What are you so absorbed in sitting here alone? You are not listening to what we say. Oh, lotus-eyed one, from such gestures we surmise that youthful Shamasundar, who is the color of a beautiful new black cloud, has crossed the field of your vision. Dear friend, don't allow the helpless tears to roll down your cheeks anymore. Krishna will shortly come to accept your affectionate glances." In this way, the ladies of Mathura talked amongst themselves when Krishna first arrived. "Oh, dear swan, the women of Mathura can always see the eternally delightful form of Hari and thus enjoy heavenly bliss, caring little that they have placed the burden of endless calamities squarely on the heads of the cowherd maidens of Vrindavan. A view of these women is sure to make you happy, giving all satisfaction to your eyes. Oh, dear swan, passing by the palace of the Vrishnis, you will find your way into Krishna's house, so famous for the complexities of its construction. Its glamour is increased by the countless banners fluttering in the wind and decorating the sky. Along the pinnacles of the towers on that splendid palace are a great number of crystal swans whose beaks and feet are beset with gems. When Brahma comes here, his swan carrier takes them to be his brothers and offers them proper greetings and respect." The gopis gave a pair of parrots to Uddhava for Krishna to remind him of them. That parrot couple can still be heard in the streets of Mathura, plaintively repeating this conversation from Vrindavan. "When will I see that killer of the Mora demon again? He couldn't be found in the forests on the banks of the Yamuna, where he surely went to hide. O friend, when will he who would break into a smile upon seeing me appear before me again? O Radhe, shake off your mood of depression. Krishna promised that he would come back. He wouldn't lie to us. Very shortly, the light of your heart is sure to be united with you, sporting a new peacock feather in his hair.